Hi, I'm Dr. J, better known as Dr. Alyssa Abdullah, Senior Vice President and Deputy Chief Security Officer for MasterCard, CISO Ambassador for Cybersecurity Ventures, and your host for today's CISO 500 episode. I am here today with Lori Havlovitz, Senior Vice President and Chief Information Security Officer at Cardinal Health. Welcome, Lori.
I'm so excited to be here today. Thank you for having me.
I am so excited to have you. You know, I get CISOs from all over the place, I will say. And I'm really interested in the journey. How did you become CISO? Tell me a little bit about your path.
Yeah, so I've been in IT my entire career, which has been wonderful. Started out in the application development space and grew my career in different leadership roles, leading small teams, big teams. Stayed in application development for a while and then had some opportunities in enterprise architecture, which was great, more strategy, less tactical. And then from there, went to more of the infrastructure space. So I had all the middleware technologies, B2B technologies, databases, everything that wasn't the actual hardware. I led teams that did that for several years. And that's when I became a vice president. And I had changed my role so many times over time. I was getting a little bit antsy. Like, I want to do something different. I've done this for a few years. And this, the VP role of information security was open. And I ignored it completely. I didn't check the boxes. I had no security background. And my boss at the time said, this role has been open for a year. I'm like, yeah, I know, I'm not qualified for it. I've never done security before. Are you crazy? Right. And he's like, no, you need to really think about this. This would be great for you. You've got application development, you've got architecture, you've got infrastructure. You should really think about this. And we're going to make one more go at the market for external candidates, but we'd really like you to consider it. So I talked to the CISO at the time, and as a lot of people do, I was like, who gets fired, you or me? That was my first question, and he laughed, and I was like, no, tell me about how this is really going to develop my career. Am I going to be close to our business? Because I think that's really important in security, and that was several years ago. And he said, this is a great opportunity. It's kind of brings all of your experience together into one role. Because security has all those things, right? It has strategy,
right.
Has operations, has infrastructure, all those things. And he was like, you'll learn the rest. Don't worry about all of that scary security stuff that you don't think you know. You will learn it. Don't worry about it. You're going to do a great job here. So that was 5 years ago.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah.
You know, and I think of it the same way. I think of it as, you know, you can really teach security to a lot of different fields, especially, you know, if someone from an IT related background, it's easy to kind of make those type of connections. It's not a big leap in your brain. I remember when I was at the White House, I was leaving the White House and I was thinking about, you could not tell me that I was not going to be the next CIO of a great company. It was like, you know, what do I want to do? Where do I want to go? And actually someone came to me, a recruiter, a recruiting firm came to me and said, no, you really should be a CISO. And it was almost like, you know, two roads diverged in a yellow wood and sorry, I could not travel both by Robert Frost.
Right.
And I know you experienced the same thing. Can you tell me about the decision that you made to become a CISO? I know I've been very, very happy. I took the one less traveled by and that has made all the difference. But I want to hear from your perspective as well.
Yeah, so about a year ago, and we have really, at Cardinal Health, I've been so happy with our talent development. We state, you know, what do you want to do? What do you want to do now? What do you want to do long term? That's part of our talent planning process, is everyone as an employee really needs to have those conversations with their leader and be pretty thoughtful about it and put out there what you want to do. And so it was a little over a year ago, and I was having the conversations with my boss, which is now the CIO, And I said, I think I want to double down on security. I enjoy this because that change that I love is there in security, because the threat keeps going up, the technology changes, the people change, the needs change of the business, right? And I said, I think I'm doubling down. I want to do this long term. And it was the same thing. I could have gone the CIO route, and definitely all of my background led to that too. But I think just my personality too, I am protective. I like to protect. I love my company. I want to protect my company. And right. I feel like it's the right role for me to be able to do that, add a lot of value, grow my career, and help others grow their career too.
Absolutely. It has been, I think, very, very rewarding. It tends to be very, very challenging every day. And you talked about protecting the company. You know, you are one of those people that like to protect, and that is really the ultimate job of the CISO, is to protect the assets. I know that I've, in my past experience and now, we use a lot of gamification in terms of security awareness and helping our employees understand the thoughts around protection as well. In fact, a lot of CISOs are using gamification either with their spear phishing exercises. I know their SOC capture the flag type of exercises and scenarios. How are you, or are you, implementing gaming, and have you found that effective?
Yeah, we've done all of the above on this. actually, our Cybersecurity Awareness Month, we do a capture the flag with anyone in the company that wants to participate. So that's really, really fun.
Wow.
Yeah.
What a great way to expose everyone. Yeah. To cybersecurity and really the guts of it. Cause it can be a lot, it's a lot of fun.
It is. And it really gets it. People love gaming, you know, in all shapes and forms. So we do that. You know, our security team obviously does war gaming exercises all the time. It's part of our process. Several times a year we do that. And then I consider the tabletops as gaming exercises, and we've been doing a lot of those this year. So without really feeling what it feels like, you're not gonna really take cybersecurity that seriously. So
right.
All the way up to the very top of our company, we've been doing tabletop exercises. We also did something with PwC called Game of Threats. I don't know if you've heard of that.
Ooh.
It's a lot of fun. So
really,
they lay out kind of a gaming exercise where you play the role of the criminal, or you play the role of protecting against the criminal, and you have to decide where to put your money.
Mm-hmm.
People, process, technology, and then you see where you place your money, what impact that has on minimizing the threat, or if you're the threat actor, getting more ground on your threat. So it's a really cool exercise. Yeah.
That sounds like it. It sounds like it. It sounds like even on the various layers, it can be eye-opening, whether it's, you know, the senior executives that are participating all the way down to, you know, really HR and finance.
Yes.
And, you know, a lot of times people think, sitting on the outside, I can make that decision for you. Oh, if I were you, I would be doing this. And it's hard to say. That's a hard thing to say. I was, you know, kind of telling my husband the other day when he was trying to build a fence for our chicken coop. I said, oh, no, you don't need to do all of that. You just need to put these two boards together. And of course, he followed my instructions and they were all wrong. and now the door doesn't close on the chicken coop.
Oh, no.
and so it's easy to stand on the outside and say what someone should be doing on the inside. I think we a lot of times fall victim of that. That sounds like a perfect scenario where it really teaches all levels, you know, how the decision that you have to make every day.
Yeah. Yeah. And there is a little bit of placing bets, you know?
Yes. Yes.
How you use your money, your resources, your time. All of that. Yeah.
And there's no clear cut equation to that. There's no clear cut equation.
Yeah.
I want to pivot a little bit and talk about the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have said very often that CISOs, while we have been impacted, we have not been impacted. We've been preparing. This is what we do, is we prepare for the worst. And so we've always prepared for the worst. We've always, you know, been very, very resilient and been thinking about cybersecurity. I know I want to put 2020 to bed, but I know that there were a lot of lessons learned from the global pandemic to resiliency. What lessons learned would you like to share? What did you learn from 2020 that you want to share that other CISOs or security staff can take back?
Yeah, so as you can imagine, our role in healthcare, we're in the middle of it all. We touch, right. You know, the majority of the hospitals in the United States. We work with many retail, national retail firms and retail independent pharmacies. So when and we're a global company. So the pandemic, we were getting, you know, seeing signs of it definitely in our regional businesses and in APAC first. And when we started to see it coming to the United States and Europe, there was a lot of things we had to think about because we have to be up and running. That's our business, and we had to keep healthcare going. That was so important. So, you know, my learnings was we were more resilient than we knew, and we were able to act so fast. You know, I think Monday we started talking about we might need to work from home, and by Friday, the entire company, other than the folks that had to be at a distribution center or manufacturing site, everyone had gone home. Right. So that was pretty amazing within a few days that we could do that, that we were resilient, that we were secure, and we had good performance. It was really, really great. You know, I think as security professionals, like you mentioned, always thinking of the worst case, we always, you know, having one person work remote or thousands of people working remotely, you needed to account for it. Right. So we had the security controls in place. We just needed to make sure that they scaled with a lot more remote folks. So, you know, with our infrastructure teams working super closely with them, they did a fantastic job. We were able to do that. And then the next step is my own team and making sure that we were going to be okay. You know, we have a purpose-built command center where we had everybody work, and we weren't going to be able to do that and keep everyone safe. So how were we going to work at home and make sure that we kept that high level of security in place for the company during a really important time? And it was all about communication and making sure that we could keep in touch with each other. And, you know, as always, that my team knew that I was right there all the time, which, absolutely, you know, we do that through collaboration tools, et cetera. And making sure that they stayed healthy and they took time off, because that's been one of the hardest things. I'm sure you've seen that with your team too, is it's hard for people to step away. And then if you're in healthcare, it's even harder. And right, we have to stay healthy to protect everybody else.
I think what's been amazing so far is how all of the companies have shown how resilient they are. And even in this climate, we're now, you know, we've expanded our threat profile. We're home. People are home, working from home, and on, you know, and expanding kind of where data traverses.
Mm-hmm.
And we've done a great job kind of showing, you know, really what a CISO does.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you haven't heard a lot of hiccups, a lot of issues, outside of any capacity issues that, you know, companies may have been going through just because they weren't expecting or anticipating their entire workforce being home.
Right.
That's a whole different issue. But I think from a security perspective, we in terms of all companies, everyone has done a really good job of, you know, protecting assets and making sure that we manage our way, you know, through the pandemic.
Right.
So now that's a reflection on 2020. I want to leave you with the last words for 2021. What do you anticipate in 2021, and what should I be looking for, and what should I be doing in 2021 that I might not be doing now?
Right. Well, like you said, really leveraging all these strengths we showed this year, for sure. And continuing that focus on resilience and controls no matter where you are, security controls no matter where you are. You know, with the threats we've been seeing recently, I'm just super concerned they're going to get a lot more sophisticated.
Absolutely.
And I just think they're going to be more technical in nature. They're not going to be as people focused. So we've got to get more preventative controls in place and then have our incident response ready to go. 24/7. So that's kind of my concern, is all this chaos, and we've been, you know, really steady through the storm, but the bad guys are definitely making money on some of the victims out there and investing that in even more sophisticated attacks. So that's where my focus is going to be, is continuing to raise that bar technically and process wise.
Absolutely. Thank you for that, Lori. You know, as we have done a great job, as you so eloquently put, of helping, you know, of protecting networks, the adversary is doing just as good of a job. Yes. And making it more difficult for us in 2021. So I want to take that time to thank you for your time. Thank you for these questions and answering these questions for me in this great conversation. I'm your host, Dr. J, host for today's CISO 500 episode, joined by Lori Havlovitz, Senior Vice President and Chief Information Security Officer at Cardinal Health. To learn more about Cardinal Health, go to www.cardinalhealth.com. You can listen to all of our podcasts on Cybercrime Radio.